Haynes Theater Group, the Lynn Canal Community Players, are putting on River Talk, which will feature 7 storytellers for 7 minutes each. Kristen Brumfield is one of the organizers and also Haynes school counselor.
These are local people sharing personal stories of any kind of experience. They might make you laugh, they might make you cry, they might make you both do both things. And it is really a lovely way to spend a couple hours in the middle of dreary, rainy, cold October.
The community event is back in person at the Chilkat Center for the Arts after 18 months on hold due to the pandemic.
So we did sort of look at, is there a way to do storytelling via Zoom or do it a YouTube channel? And we sort of felt that the magic of the event would be lost a little, because part of, I think maybe even largely, what's beautiful about River Talk is that it is a gathering of people together in a space where people they maybe have only seen at the grocery store or walking down the street, or maybe have never seen before in their lives and didn't even know lived in town or, you know, lived in Haynes, suddenly are there, and you learn something personal about this person, and no one is professional. It is just a fun, casual 7-minute talk, 7 speakers, 7 minutes for $7.
Brumfield says 5 storytellers have signed up so far, and so there is space for 2 more. Previously, the storytelling event was held monthly with past themes like How I Ended Up in Haynes and Cheating Death. This upcoming River Talk has 2 themes. The first is I Didn't See That Coming.
Perhaps unconsciously, it had to do with the fact that really the last 2 years none of us saw coming. You know, this was not something, this pandemic and everything that has been associated with it was not anything. It changed us, and it has changed the world, and it has changed us personally in a million different ways, from big things to small things, to the way we are feeling in our lives, in our homes, in our jobs.
And on the opposite side of that uncertainty, the second theme is I Saw That Coming a Mile Away.
2 sides of the same coin, and yet very different stories. And it will be really, really fun.
It's also about being together in person, sharing and listening to stories together.
Sharing in a moment collectively that we haven't been able to do. Everything has been maybe you and your people you were with in quarantine watching something on the TV or on a screen. But to actually be sharing a moment of sameness at the same time together is really a thing that we have not realized we've lost, maybe, and we might be craving in a way we don't even know that it's going to affect us. And I think I foresee it being really positive and powerful.
Brumfield says it's been an extraordinary time over the last 18 months, living through a global pandemic. Everyone has a story to share, and Haynes is invited to do so or just be a part of the community experience with River Talk. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.